Hello, my name is Nefertiti Ife. I call myself the Ancestor Whisperer. I'm a psychic channeler, and I've created with artists Ken McCullough and Kemi Murphy 52 transformation cards. They're oracle cards, and all of the images on the oracle cards are from the African and Caribbean culture. This podcast is really about the cards and also about how they influence society or how they influence the reader. And every day I will be looking at a card and talking about it. So welcome to this podcast of Oracle Card Reading. Today, the card I chose today was Creator Guidance. And on the cover of this card, there is an Ankh, and there are other all symbols, the all-seeing eye as well. And then there's a black woman looking out, looking glorious. And this card is called the Creator Guidance. I also want us to take a moment to think about how we see the Creator. From my perspective, the Creator is a particle of me, and I am a part of the Creator of all things. And I see the Creator as an energy, as a mass of energy, not in a physical body, but as an energy. And when this card comes up in the reading, Creator Guidance, I see that as you connecting with the Creator, but also connecting with a part of yourself and taking on that you're a part of that divine Creator, a spark of that divine Creator, and everything with a heartbeat, a pulse, even the plants, the animal kingdom, of course, the trees, the rocks, everything is a part of that Creator Guidance. Sometimes we forget that there is an unseen force, depending on your belief system. Now, my belief system is that there's an unseen force that has created the universe and the other universes, but that we have the ability to tap into that universe. And sometimes what we do is that we stop ourselves from connecting with this wide universe because we think we are lesser than, we think we are just the physical body. And what the Creator Guidance is telling you is that you can create your future. Stopping all of those negative vibrations, and I talk about negativity a lot, because that is really what we're experiencing everyday physical life. Someone, you come up with a great idea and then somebody will, oh no, you can't do that, or you know, why are you doing that, or you yourself might start to stop it, so without allowing it just to manifest and create abundance in your life. So Creator Guidance is really about knowing that the Creator is always there for you to call upon this magnificent energy, and the Creator is a part of you and you're a part of it. And when you see that come up into your card, know that you have the key. And that's why the Ankh is on there. The Ankh is a symbol, a Kemetian Egyptian symbol of life. And the all-seeing eye is also another symbol that means that you can see, you can open your eyes and you can actually see inside. It's a gateway. These are doors to your future. So when you're ready, you know, and you get into meditation, and that card has come up in your reading, you take the image of the card or the feeling of the card or the mindset of the card, Creator Guidance, you take that into your meditations and your visualizations, and know that you're a part of this divine, and no other human being can tell you what your future is dictate your future. You can manifest inside of you change, abundance, beauty, love. So, the Creator's there for you. The Creator that created the multi-universes. That energy is there for you to tap into and create your future. Create your now and change how you see your past. So, thank you for listening to this podcast. Today, the card was Creator's Guidance. We are in the 16th of March, 2021. A lot of you, some of you, many of you, a lot of you might be in lockdown. And I want you on this day just to think about all the things, the positive things you can create in your life. If you're not on lockdown, think again, how can I bring in positive energy and abundance to my life? See yourself, visualize yourself full of abundance. Not always monetary. Abundance is contentment in your heart. So thank you for listening. Tomorrow we'll have another card. And breathe in, breathe out as you go on your day. For more information, contact me on www.Nefertiti, spell N-E-F Freddy, E-R-A-T-I-T-I, I-F-E, Nefertiti Ife, I-F-E, .co.uk. See me on the other side, and I thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Hello, my name is Nefertiti Ife. I call myself the Ancestor Whisperer. I'm a psychic channeler, and I've created with artists Ken McCullough and Kemi Murphy 52 transformation cards. They're oracle cards, and all of the images on the oracle cards are from the African and Caribbean culture. This podcast is really about the cards and also about how they influence society, or how they influence the reader. And every day I will be looking at a card and talking about it. So welcome to this podcast of Oracle Card Reading. Today, the card I chose today was Creator Guidance. And on the cover of this card, there is an Ankh, and there are other all symbols, the all-seeing eye as well. And then there's a black woman looking out, looking glorious. And this card is called the Creator Guidance. I just want us to take a moment to think about how we see the Creator. From my perspective, the Creator is a particle of me, and I am a part of the Creator of all things. And I see the Creator as an energy, as a mass of energy, not in a physical body, but as an energy. And when this card comes up in the reading, Creator Guidance, I see that as you connecting with the Creator, but also connecting with a part of yourself and taking on that you're a part of that divine Creator, a spark of that divine Creator, and everything with a heartbeat, a pulse, even the plants, the animal kingdom, of course, the trees, the rocks, everything is a part of that Creator Guidance. Sometimes we forget that there is an unseen force, depending on your belief system. Now, my belief system is that there's an unseen force that has created the universe and the other universes, but that we have the ability to tap into that universe. And sometimes what we do is that we stop ourselves from connecting with this wide universe, because we think we are lesser than, we think we are just the physical body. And what the creator guidance is telling you is that you can create your future. Stopping all of those negative vibrations, and I talk about negativity a lot, because that is really what we're experiencing in everyday physical life. Someone, you come up with a great idea, and then somebody will, oh no, you can't do that, or, you know, why are you doing that? Or you yourself might start to stop it. So without allowing it just to manifest and create abundance in your life. So creator guidance is really about knowing that the creator is always there for you to call upon this magnificent energy, and the creator is a part of you and you're a part of it. And when you see that come up into your card, know that you have the key. And that's why the Ankh is on there. The Ankh is a symbol, a Kemetian Egyptian symbol of life. And the all-seeing eye is also another symbol that means that you can see. You can open your eyes and you can actually see inside. It's a gateway. These are doors to your future. So when you're ready, you know, and you get into meditation, and that card has come up in your reading, you take the image of the card, or the feeling of the card, or the mindset of the card, creator guidance, you take that into your meditations and your visualizations, and know that you're a part of this divine, and no other human being can tell you what your future is, dictate your future. You can manifest inside of you change, abundance, beauty, love. So the creator's there for you, the creator that created the multi-universes. That energy is there for you to tap into and create your future, create your now, and change how you see your past. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Today the card was created guidance. We are in the 16th of March 2021. A lot of you, some of you, many of you, a lot of you might be in lockdown, and I want you on this day just to think about all the things, the positive things you can create in your life. If you're not on lockdown, think again, how can I bring in positive energy and abundance to my life? See yourself, visualize yourself full of abundance. Not always monetary. Abundance is contentment in your heart. So thank you for listening. Tomorrow we'll have another card. And breathe in, breathe out as you go on your day. For more information, contact me on www.nefertiti, spell N-E-F, Freddy, E-R-A-T-I-T-I, I-F-E, Nefertiti Ife, I-F-E, .co.uk. See me on the other side, and I thank you for listening. Bye-bye.